Sam and Gigi on this one. It's called Love is a Liar on Roz FM Good Mornings. Thank you very much for choosing us on a Tuesday, It's all things health talk, and we asked you to send your questions through on 072-885-7702. Any questions that you might have on ETB, we've got Dr. Nhlego as well as Babi Ngomane back in studio, back like you never left. Thank you guys for coming back.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Thanks just to be given this space to talk about TB.
Yeah.
And we know that this is quite beneficial to our community out there. Mm-hmm. And it's always a great pleasure to be here.
Absolutely.
We hope that you're going to get a lot and lot, thousands and thousands of questions from them.
Yeah.
But we are ready.
No, look, if you guys have any more questions than the ones that we've received, 072-885-7702 is your friend. Send us a voice message, Dr. Nhlego. It's been quite a while.
It's been a minute.
Yeah, no, it has
so
been.
Busy.
Yeah.
I'm so glad to be here.
Right? All right, let's get into our first question, or should we do a quick recap of what we've been speaking about over the past couple of weeks before we go into the questions?
Yeah, we can simply do that, but want to provide our listeners this time, because today is dedicated for them.
Mm-hmm.
But the prime objective for these three sessions that we've been coming in was all about TB prevention.
Mm-hmm.
Because TB prevention, TB still remains the number one challenge globally.
Mm.
And then what we have picked up is that if in case we can prevent TB, we are going to win TB. By 2035, we'll be talking very less about TB, because that's the National Department of Health and also World Health Organization that we need to be talking very less.
Yeah.
And prevention is better than cure.
Absolutely.
So as we've indicated, that 180 days of taking medication for TB is better than just leaving yourself and have more and more TB to others. So that is why we want to prevent TB.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Let's go into the first question. We've got Uthembi Mhlambi from Carolina, who says, "Hi guys, Ngithemba niyaphila. What medications are used in TB preventative therapy?" Dr. Nhlego.
So, funny enough, the medication that we use in TB preventative therapy is actually the medication that we use to treat the disease. So when we are treating you for TB disease, so now this is someone who's sick, you get a combination of four drugs.
Yeah.
But if we are giving you the treatment for prevention, you either get a single drug or two drugs that we use for TB treatment.
So what would the difference be then? Do I not then have the TB disease?
So let's recap a bit. Remember when we spoke about the difference between TB infection and TB disease? And we said when you have TB infection, you've got the TB bacteria in your body, but the immune system is containing it.
Yeah.
It's in very low numbers. It's not very active. So just giving one single TB drug or two single TB drugs is enough to kill the infection.
Yes.
But once you now have like a lot of bacteria multiplying, as you would have when you've got disease and you're sick,
mm-hmm.
now you need more drugs. Mm-hmm. So that's essentially the rationale behind it.
All right. Makes sense. Baungomane, do you want to add on?
No.
All right.
Maybe we've got more listeners. We want to make sure that at least we cover.
Yeah. Mm. All right. Can I receive TB preventative therapy if I have other health conditions? This is Usboniso Wasekeme.
Can you repeat it again?
Can I receive TB preventative therapy if I have other health conditions? All right, Dr. Nhlego?
Yes, you can. But there are a few exclusions. So if you are someone who is a severe alcoholic, because the drugs that we use or the medication that we use to give TB preventative therapy can also affect the liver. So if you already have an existing liver condition, then unfortunately you can't. But any other medical condition like HIV, diabetes, hypertension, you can still take TB preventative treatment.
Okay, makes sense. But also, I mean, you're not really going to turn them back at the hospital and be like, well, we can't help you because you have a liver problem. So what do we do?
Actually, There are additional blood specimens that will be collected.
Uh-huh.
And also maybe they can, based on the findings, they can reserve for that particular moment.
Yeah.
Then later on, the patient can be initiated or can be provided with TB preventative therapy.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the more information is based on the patient's condition.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just few that Dr. Nhlego have mentioned, but there might be some more.
Right.
Which the clinician can able to say based on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Mm.
You cannot. And remember, with the TB preventative therapy, if ever you've been on TB preventative therapy in the past, you cannot just be repeated immediately unless now you have been in contact with the person who's TB contact.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, with TB, confirmed TB.
Mm.
So obviously you need to be initiated on TB.
Okay.
But we encourage people to go to their facilities so that they can get more information.
All right, cool. Okay, we've got one here that says, morning, it's been 2 months coughing, but it's not severe and it only occurs in the morning most of the time. But my worry is that I would be feeling hot sometimes. Could this be possible signs of TB? Anonymous.
Dear Anonymous,
yeah.
Yes, yes, and yes. Please visit your nearest facility and get yourself tested for TB. So there are other conditions that may cause similar symptoms,
mm-hmm.
But especially with the feeling hot and the chronic cough, TB would be definitely one of the top things that you would worry about. So
yeah.
Anonymous, please, please, please visit your nearest health facility and get tested for TB.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and I'm not saying that people must withhold themselves if they've got symptoms and not go to the hospital. Mm. But how long does it take for somebody to really be really, really sick to the point where, I mean, anything could happen? How long does it take for somebody with TB to get to that point where we're saying this person might die?
So it actually depends on your immune status.
Okay.
So obviously how you'll react to an infection. But from the time you are infected to the time you're actually showing signs can take up to 12 months.
Okay.
So you could be walking around with TB and you're not having any symptoms at all for mm-hmm. up to 12 months. But once you start having symptoms, then it can also just depend on your nutritional status, your other clinical conditions in terms of how fast you deteriorate.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back and we want more questions on 072-885-7702. If you drive a Toyota Hilux, not just a buggy, then Toyota SA wants to hear from you. You can share your Hilux story in a WhatsApp voice note and stand a chance to feature in their next ad and win cash. Send Hilux to 072-885-7702 and follow the prompts. If you want to boost your entry, add a video of you and your Hilux telling your story.
Attention aspiring students, the University of Mpumalanga is excited to announce that applications for the 2025 academic year are now open. Whether you're aiming for an undergraduate degree, an advanced diploma, or even a doctoral program, we've got you covered. Start your journey from June 1st, 2024 and secure your future today. Visit ump.ac.za for detailed information on programs, admissions, and more. The University of Mpumalanga, creating opportunities.
When you choose Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, you get access to our business solar loans. Accessing our business solar loans means you get connected to the right supplier for your business and the most feasible tailor-made financing solution. And that financing solution means 8,760 hours of uninterrupted power for your business, sourced directly from the African sun. You see, there's going green. Then there's going green with us. Search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
After 26 incredible years, Riverside Mall is still your go-to destination for everyday convenience, extraordinary indulgence. Come and explore a unique shopping experience and entertainment for the whole family. Discover fantastic stores like John Doris, Harold Boys, Socrati, Timberland, Aeronautica Militare, Chelino Baby, and don't miss the newly revamped Detroit Spur. Riverside Mall, where memories are made and shopping dreams come true. Visit us today and be part of our family tradition. Riverside Mall. 26 years of everyday convenience. Next year, we'll indulge you.
Oh, hello. It's Princess M from Rise FM Weekend Breakfast. You remember earlier this year when I drove all around the province to test the MTN Best Network? We had fun, didn't we? Well, MTN called and said, nice, but not good enough. Do it again. But this time. So, on Friday the 7th, I'll once again head out into the wilds of Mpumalanga with my smartphone powered by MTN and do crossings from three far-flung destinations. And if you can guess where I am, you could walk away with 2,500 Rand in cash, courtesy of MTN. To play, WhatsApp the keyword MTN to 072-885-7702 and follow the prompts and clues. Rise FM and Princess M testing MTN's best network.
MTN. We're back again and we want your questions on 072-885-7702. Next question from Jeffrey Mahlakwane out in Middleburg. I love this question. It says, can TV resurface again after some years if you had it once and it got treated?
Answer is yes.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have the TB disease, right, and you're sick and you get your TB treatment, sometimes we don't achieve complete cure. So you'll find that someone still has a few of the bacteria still in their system, but contained by their immune system.
Okay.
So if in future your immune system is then compromised, then you can develop disease again. So that's why we also advocate to say once you've completed TB treatment, then we will also put you on TB preventative therapy. So it sort of prolongs the treatment period so that we make sure that we kill off the bacteria completely so that we minimize the chances of it coming back again.
Well, that is dangerous. I mean, for the ones that really don't go back for TB preventative therapy, it's quite dangerous because if it can come back, that's a bit, I never knew that. Interesting. Okay, so we've got our very last questions. Question, it says, what are the most common symptoms of TB? Ngiyabonga.
Just hit. Well, it's unintentional weight loss.
Yeah,
because that's a prime one. Because all of us who can say, "Hi, man, I'm just losing weight," but you don't know exactly what is going on. And usually, it might be coupled with loss of appetite.
Yeah,
because immediately when you don't have appetite, eventually you're gonna lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
And another one, which is also one of the symptoms, is the issue of the night sweats. Excuse me. One can just be worried, why I'm sweating during the night. You remember, you know, the lungs are hanging.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's easy for them to breathe like this.
Yeah.
But even if I'm lying, it means that the gravitational force is forcing the lungs down. So it makes it a little bit more difficult. You see, whenever you breathe, then you might find that the body might need more oxygen, and the body doesn't have more oxygen, then eventually by, hey man, what's going on with me?
Yeah.
You see, so that is why you might end up having night sweat. But then the sweat is not just a general sweat. They call it drenching night sweat, to an extent that when a person sleeps, he even puts a towel, and during the night, he even exchange the towel because it's so wet. There are symptoms like fatigue, feeling of being, I'm weak. I don't know exactly what is going on with me.
Yeah.
Particularly for kids now, it's fever.
Mm-hmm.
Because the fever is one of those things that you could see that night, man. This child is non-playful as it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
He's feverish. So, yeah. But nevertheless, the signs and symptoms of TB, they might be mistaken with other signs and symptoms of TB.
Right.
But the greatest thing is for people to go for TB screening and investigation at the ANERA facility. Maybe doctor can add.
Doc? Nothing?
No.
No.
I think he just didn't mention cough.
Cough. Yeah.
And he just said...
another thing is, with a cough, some people, they might not present with cough.
Mm-hmm.
Because it might be TB outside the lungs. But the unintentional weight loss will be definitely be there. So, because the cough is only when it is TB
of the lungs.
But how about the bones?
Okay.
How about the kidneys? Then you'll find that the person will be having a localized pain. And how about the TB of the brain?
There's TB of the brain?
Yes. So you'll experience dizziness, headaches, and sometimes blurred vision, memory loss. I'm not saying that if in case you've got memory loss, that's a sign of TB. But go for the sign. We are trying to say localized and persistent pain.
Yeah.
That might be the cause of extrapulmonary TB. So meaning that don't just underestimate any pain outside the lungs. And also coupled with unintentional weight loss.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, how does the TB or how does your body know? I don't know how to ask this question, but now that you guys are saying there's different types of TB,
Yes. Why
do people get different types of TB?
I actually wanted to say, let me add on to that.
Yeah.
So remember, you get primary infection happening in your lungs because obviously we said it's an airborne disease, so you breathe it in. But remember that your lungs carry oxygen to your blood.
Okay.
So it means that there's an interface between your airway and your blood.
Okay.
So then the TB bacteria is then able to go into your blood. So essentially it means it can affect any organ where there is blood flow. So
Shucks. That
means literally you can get TB of the skin, of the heart, of the brain, of the ear. You could literally get,
so it's like cancer.
Yeah. It's sort of kind of.
Yeah. No. Interesting.
But basically wherever blood flows, you can also have TB everywhere in the body. So when it's now blood spread, we call it miliary TB, which is a form of disseminated TB, meaning it's everywhere.
Yeah. And is a person then savable?
Yes.
Once they have, right?
Yes. Might need to treat you for longer. Uh-huh. So the standard TB treatment is usually 6 months. But once you have disseminated or complicated TB disease, so this is now if it affects your heart, your bones, your brain, we might need to treat you for 9 months or sometimes longer.
Mm-hmm. All right. Guys, thank you very much for coming onto the show. I think before you guys leave, because today is the last day, let's urge people to go and get tested.
Please.
Let us urge people to be kinder to those that are infected with TB disease, because I mean there's a lot of stigmas out there, you know, and the most important thing that a person would need is support from the community, from their families. So just quickly before you go.
Thank you so much. I think the number one listener on this is you, because now you seem to be advocating for us. I think you need to come and work with us. So we are now employed, okay?
Oh, I love it. I would love to.
You are teachable. Nevertheless, thank you so much for providing us with this greatest opportunity. We've touched a lot of community out there.
Mm-hmm.
But as you have alluded, the greatest way to treat TB is to go for TB screening first.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you can even ask for TB investigation. And it's easy. You don't need an injection to be screened for TB, or don't need anything. They simply need something that you might not like.
Right, yeah.
Just the sputum.
Mm.
Then you are done.
Yeah.
So then afterwards, treatment for 180 days, then it's over and done.
Mm.
Remember, it's free of charge. The last word, TB services is free of charge to all the public health facilities. However, now we have engaging with the private GPs that provide free TB services within their practices.
Mm-hmm.
And we urge people to go there because it's still one umbrella.
So this is selected private GPs. It's not all of them.
No, it's not all of them.
Mm-hmm. Doc?
And then just to add on to the TB screening, we also do offer X-ray screening. So we use a digital chest X-ray to screen you for TB over and above screening for symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got one placed at Sokwaba Clinic Which is in the city of Mbombela. We've got another container that's at NAS Clinic, which is in Gomazi. And then we have a mobile, which will be in Gomazi for the rest of the month. This week, it is placed at Donga Hospital in Gomazi.
All right.
So if you have symptoms, or even if you don't, if you just want to get screened, then do visit one of those three x-ray containers and they will do your chest x-ray free of charge.
And we're hoping the mobile will be coming here to the Grove very soon. Guys, thank you very much for coming to the show. It's been 4 weeks of education. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
As I speak to you right now, the Rise FM Creative Department is working on ways to carry your message to the hearts and minds of the people of Mpumalanga. This is the market you need to talk to. Email sales@risefm.co.za or visit risefm.co.za for more information and contact detail. And if you're wondering if radio advertising still works, the very fact that you're wondering is proof that it does.
In the next hour, we want you to appreciate the person that you love. On 072-885-7702. We've been doing it over the past couple of weeks, where somebody comes on the show and says, I want to appreciate my man, my girl, my mom, my dad, my money, my boss, anybody, anything. You just let us do it for you on Rise.